What's the first advice if you see somebody is bleeding?
The first advice is don't panic, because one of the difficulties with bleeding is it can often look very dramatic. And sometimes it is a case of a little bit of blood has gone a very long way. So don't panic. Talk to the person, find out what's happened. And then the next thing that you really need to do is try and get control of the bleeding. Now, there are three ways that we can do that. The simplest is what we call direct pressure, because if you press on the point where the bleeding is coming from, you will close off the blood vessels that are causing the bleeding. So you just need a clean, dry dressing, tea towel. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, as long as it's clean and it's dry. Place that straight over the wound and press on that firmly with one or both of your hands. In the vast majority of cases, that will work. If that doesn't work, then what you should do is lift up the bleeding point above the level of the heart. So if somebody's bleeding from their arm or their hand, raise their arm or their hand above their head, because again, that will tend to divert circulation away from the bleeding point. If somebody's bleeding from the leg, then if they're not already laid on the floor, get them to lie down and again, elevate the leg if that's at all possible and keep pressing on the wound. If both of those measures don't work and the bleeding carries on, then what we need to do is try and actually stop blood flow to that part of their body. So if you have bleeding from an arm, get both of your hands or get somebody to help with this and put your hands around the upper arm and press as hard as you can, because that will help to stop blood flow to the area. More difficult to do that in the leg, unless it's a child or you've got extremely big hands. What you would do in that situation is put both of your hands on the groin, which is where the femoral blood vessels come through, and again, put all of your body weight against that just to help stop blood flow to the area.
And again, some of these things might seem quite dramatic, but you have to be firm, you have to be definite in what you're doing, don't you?
You do, and also you have to be persistent. And I think one of the commonest things, certainly when people contact to say, oh, I'm bleeding, is they don't press for long enough. It takes anything up to 2 minutes for blood clotting to take place. So ideally, when you're pressing on a wound, you need to keep that pressure in place and then have a look after 2 minutes and see whether it's still bleeding or whether, in fact, it's stopped. Once the bleeding has stopped, then the best advice is to put a clean, dry dressing over the wound, and depending on whether it's very tiny or a bigger wound, seek some medical advice either from your GP or from the A&E department.
And for something like that, I suppose the sensible advice is you've got something on hand, bandage-wise and medication-wise, to help with that.
Yes, I think everybody would be advised to have some sort of basic first aid kit which has got dressings, because bleeding is very common. We often cut ourselves doing our daily activities, so to have something to help with that is important. If bleeding isn't stopping, or if bleeding is very heavy and the person that you're trying to help is showing signs of quite extreme blood loss, and that would be looking very pale, starting to breathe more quickly than normal, and probably becoming confused, a little bit drowsy, then 999 is the course of action. Carry on trying to control the bleeding, but if somebody is showing those sorts of signs, it means that they're going into shock and you really need an emergency response as quickly as possible.
And again, all the advice has been, you know, to remain calm, because it might look quite dramatic with lots of blood everywhere.
Yes, it can do. And as I say, often a little bit goes a long way. But as I say, if you are concerned at the level of blood loss and the person is starting to deteriorate in themselves, then 999 is the next thing to do.